Scott, EOM for ID. Yeah, I don't really have a lot of experience purchasing 220 Rays. In fact, I don't even own one right now. I just know from my electronics background, I worked on a lot of, in fact, almost all of the electronics I worked on through the 80s and 90s was Japanese, and I thought it was, overall it was very good. Now I was working on more consumer products, you know, stereos, TVs, that kind of thing, VCRs even. I'm kind of taking myself on that, aren't I? But I always found the Japanese electronics to be pretty good, and then towards the end of my career, I started seeing the Chinese electronics coming in, and that stuff was a nightmare. Their part numbering system was a nightmare. Just to find a part number and replace this part, or find a direct crossover, they call it, was almost impossible, where the Japanese part numbers were readily available, and it was a very organized part numbering system that they used. I just, so right now I'm running a Geizu, as you can imagine, because I like Japanese electronics, but I know that ICOM and Kenwood, and of course Motorola, all have a very good reputation. I kind of consider Geizu kind of like the Ruger of radios, you know, Ruger firearms. They make a good radio at a working man's price, but they're not dirt cheap, but they're not super expensive like a Smith & Wesson, if you get what I mean. Over. Back to you, Sam.